The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Interesting interview in the Irish Daily Star this weekend. The former Tipperary hurler Kieran Bergen hit out of the set of a modern inter-county team, saying if he was 18 again, he wouldn't play Gaelic games. One of his problems was that rugby and soccer players are allowed to go out and enjoy themselves up to a few days before a big game, whereas if you're an amateur inter-county Gaelic footballer or hurler, you get all sorts of abuse for doing so. With two guests, we're going to start with Dick Clark, and former Monaghan footballer. How much sympathy would you have with Kieran Bergen's views?
Even, Matt, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Mixed, to be honest. Like, I read the article and I couldn't help but read between the lines a wee bit more than, you know, not getting out for a few pints. That was the issue, because at the end of the day, this is a guy who has achieved what very few people achieve in their GAA career. He's won an All-Ireland with his county, and that's sort of a massive achievement. So to turn around and say that he'd almost give that up now because he didn't get to socialise over the course of his time, if he was to go back to Dean, I find that hard to take, and I think a lot of inter-county players wouldn't be overly impressed with it. But yet, I do understand some of the points that he's trying to make, and the whole drink and ban culture that sometimes gets thrown about quite a bit in inter-county and club teams. You know, it's something that I never liked. I think we need to say we've an unhealthy attitude towards drink, and when it comes to the GAA, that been brought into it never helps. It doesn't help the optics of players, management, or anyone involved. So I can't understand that point, but a lot of the content of the column, I didn't particularly like the tone of it.
Okay, John McIntyre, you're a former player with Tipperary, manager with Offaly and Galway. You've seen it from the management side as well. What do you think of the requirement that are put on an awful lot of players in clubs and particularly the intercounty to go off drink to minimise socialising, and it can be months in advance of big games?
That's right, Matt. That's the way it is, I'm afraid, at the moment. And the commitment and the sacrifices of intercounty players in particular, the demands on them have never been greater.
Is that right?
Probably not, Matt. But the problem is, if you're involved with a management and an inter-county setup, and you're not doing some things that other counties are doing, and you're not successful, you're then run the risk of being accused of being unprofessional. You go back to last year, Matt. Wexford hurlers under Davy Fitzgerald trained 28 out of 29 days in 1 month last spring. Waterford hurlers came together on Christmas Day, and some teams are doing two sessions a day. But the incredible thing about it, Matt, despite the views of Kieran Bergen, is that players at both club and county level are signing up for this level of commitment. They want to be involved. Nobody is dragging them to the training ground. Now, the thing about the drinks ban is that you can become a hostage to it. You know, everybody signs up to it, management and players, with the best of intentions. But then if you hear of somebody, a breach of off-field discipline, it does more harm than good. So sometimes you're just better off to, you know, have a mantra, look at lads, look after yourselves off the field. But I suppose the danger is, Matt, or the problem for the GAA really, is that maybe we're too pure for our own good.
I mean, because, John, what about all the fellas who suffer from the sort of the gossip? He was on the beer that night there a few weeks ago. I saw the lads down the town. You couldn't keep them out of the pubs. You don't get that about players in other sports. But if a GAA lad goes out and has a pint, he may as well have had 10.
Yeah, it's incredible, Matt. I mean, the GAA player is supposed to be amateur, but yet off the field, he's supposed to be more professional than highly paid rugby and soccer players. And if you go back, remember the big outcry over Guinness sponsoring the hurling championship, and their marketing of the game at the time was very transformative. There was no problem with Heineken being involved with what is now the European Cup in rugby. And there's double standards and hypocrisy. I mean, you look at some rugby matches here that are covered by TV, you can see fans openly drinking pints of alcohol. If that happened at a GAA game, you know, you'd nearly be ostracised. But, you know, I see it even at club level now, Matt. Club teams are using GPS trackers, dietitians, psychologists. The commitment and sacrifices, the demands on their time, The impact on their social lives, their family lives have never been greater. I remember when I was hurling with Tip Mash, we trained on a Tuesday and Friday night, played a match on Sunday. But if I was involved as a modern-day GAA player, I would sign up for it all, because that's what you dream about when you're young. You're born into a GAA household. You want to win an All-Ireland. You want to win a county championship. And whatever is in vogue at that time, you'll go for it, because players, hurlers and footballers, they have a gift and you want to maximise it. And that's just the way it is. And maybe the fun is going out of it a little bit,
okay,
but that's the modern way with the GAA teams.
Dick, maybe just say GAA players need to be a bit smarter about it. Like, I know the rugby lads, when if you photographs, they always put the drink in their hand in behind the other person's back to make sure that the drink doesn't appear in the photograph. Some of them would go around now carrying around water bottles, but it isn't water that's in there. They make sure whatever the alcohol they have is white in colour so that nobody can tell them otherwise.
Yeah, and there is, and John touched on it, and in fairness, Kieran did touch on it, there is this contrast between GAA players and our counterparts in the professional sports, and that always irked me, you know, when I was a younger fella, if you were going out for a meal with Alison, you'd be afraid to have a glass of wine at the table, or you'd be afraid to step in a pub, and there was no logic to it, there was no sense to it, and yes, that would have happened. You'd be drinking what other people might think was a Coke, but there might have been something that slipped into it. And the whole notion of that was crazy. But I think, you know, if you look at some of the more mature and arguably the more successful panels on a sustained basis, they have a much more mature and healthy attitude to it.
There's a really interesting tweet in from Michael Foley, the sports writer, saying, I remember Mickey Hart saying he didn't bother with drink bans back in the day when the panel was really strong. If anyone was boozing too much, the proof would be there on the pitch and they wouldn't last long out there in that company.
Absolutely, and we would always have heard the stories coming over the ditch, you know, in terms of their attitude up there. They had worked hard, played hard when you needed to, but if there was days that went too far, they didn't last long. You'd always have heard stories about that. And I, from my own experience in Monaghan, when I look back at the early part of our career, sort of the panel and the culture around the country wasn't what it was or needed to be to achieve at the higher level. That turned, but then it got a wee bit over the top with this notion of drinking bans, and I think it didn't do an awful lot for the morale of the panel, whereas yet Malachy O'Rourke had a much more practical approach. You know, lads just knew at different times in the year it was okay to go out for a few pints, and they were trusted to do that, but then they knew when it was time to get down to business. And I think a lot of the more successful, mature panelists have that attitude now and are sort of aligning themselves very much like with the more professional teams. We can say it's fine to go out and have a few drinks. It's healthy and it encourages young players to stay involved. So, you know, I think things aren't just as bad as they've been painted in Kieran's article. Certainly, I don't know, and I would say there's very few players that go 10, 11 months of the year without a drink. I think that's a bit ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Gotta leave it there. Dick Clark and John McIntyre, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.